Savoy Entertainment presents The Crandalls Family Reunion, the stage play featuring the velvet voice of soul, Vic Allen, live at Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium. Saturday, December 14th, showtime 5 p.m. The Crandalls Family Reunion, the stage play featuring the velvet voice of soul, Vic Allen.
Hey, what's up, Central Louisiana? This is Vic Allen. Check me out Saturday, December 14th at Peabody Magnet High School, 5 o'clock p.m. in the hit stage play, The Crandalls Family Reunion, brought to you by Savoy Entertainment.
General admission, visit online at SavoyEntertainment.net or 318-613-4841. That's 613-4841. The Crandalls Family Reunion, the stage play, live at Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium, Saturday, December 14th, featuring the velvet voice of soul, Vic Allen. Bring the entire family. You're gonna love it.
Mama used to play. Tickets available at KAYT 88.1. Phone 318-484-2500. For Winfield, contact Darrell Hobby at 318-332-2802. Savoy Entertainment, a proud sponsor of KAYT 88.1 Alexandria, 92.5 Shreveport, and 98.9 Monroe.
You are the Lord God Almighty.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
You see, that's the way the Father God is. He's full of love and compassion for all people. But God loves us enough not to leave us like he found us. Amen. That's the reason why he sent Jesus. You see, our approval or acceptance by God is based on our union, our relationship with Jesus Christ. It's because of what he did. I am accepted by God because of my relationship with Jesus. That is the only thing that makes me acceptable to God. And if I try to make myself acceptable to God without Christ, then I'm going to fail miserably. Because without Christ, I am still a sinner who cannot have fellowship with God. I mean, you know, God is holy. Jesus had to come and do something for us so that we could have fellowship with God. He became sin for us so we could be made right in the eyes of God, so we could be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So my acceptance by God is based on my relationship with Jesus. We could never do anything to put ourselves in right standing with God. If we could, we wouldn't need Jesus. See, if you could do something to make yourself right with God, then you don't need Jesus. The fact that we couldn't make ourselves right with God, that's the reason why Jesus came. And so my acceptance before God is based purely on my relationship with Christ. Amen. He's the one that makes me acceptable to God. He did it for me. Hallelujah. And he did it for you. When you put your faith in him, then you are accepted by him. That's why Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man. Everybody say, listen, say it. No man. That means nobody. No man comes to the Father but by me. No man is acceptable to God except through Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen? Now, he loves everybody, but not everybody is received by him. You have to have a relationship with his son. Amen? Now, praise God. To be in union with Christ, what do you have to do? One has to repent, and then to have faith, and then to bring forth fruit of repentance. Amen. Why do we need the fruit? The fruit is not for God's benefit. The fruit is for man's benefit. It's for the people around you that they'll be able to see God in you. So you're not just talking about God and living just like them. Amen. As I mentioned before, the Holy Spirit revealed that there's a spirit of error that's in our world, a spirit of deception, a deviation. It is a spirit that causes a deviation from the truth and the way of righteousness. So the spirit of error or the spirit of deception will take an established truth and call it a lie. This spirit will embrace doctrines that are contrary to the Word of God. Because God loves me, I don't have to repent. God accepts me as I am. That's one of those doctrines of demons. Now, I'm going to go through several scriptures. I'm not going to read the whole scripture, but I want to show you beyond any shadow of a doubt that repentance is still a part of the gospel. What we have is a lot of people that don't want to repent. They don't want to turn from their wicked ways. They want to just say, God loves me, and I'm enjoying what I'm doing, and I don't want nobody to mess with me. Don't rock my boat. Don't rock my boat. All right, listen to this right here. Let me give you the meaning of the word repent before I read those scriptures. To repent means to change one's mind for the better. It is a change in mind that results in a change in actions and behavior. In other words, like a turning away from sin. That is the proof of repentance. It also means to feel remorse, regret, or sorrow for one's wrongdoing or sin. So to change one's mind about living without the Lord Jesus and putting your faith in him is true repentance. I repented on the day that I changed my mind about how I was living my life. And I said, Lord, I don't want to live like this anymore. So I had a change of mind that took place. Now, this change only takes place by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit and the goodness of God is what leads men to repentance. So nobody repents on their own, by themselves. It takes God working in your life to bring you to a place that you don't want that life no more. And you're willing to do whatever it takes to get out of that life. You're willing to turn from your sin and to turn from ungodliness, and you turn to God. That's what real repentance is. Amen? It's where you're willing to say, I need a change, and you change your mind about how you're living. Amen? When Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost and preached, and 3,000 people got saved, guess what he told them to do? He said, repent! He said, change your mind, because Jerusalem was filled with people who thought Jesus was false. There were people that thought he was just a good man. So Peter, when he said, repent, he said, change your mind about Jesus. Change your mind about him. He's not just a good man. You know, he's not some rebel who was crucified. Change your mind about him. I'm going to tell you, he's alive. And he is the Savior. And these men were cut to the heart. And they say, what shall we do? What shall we do? And Peter said, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, the life of God coming in you. He preached repentance. Now, let me go through some of these scriptures here. We okay with what repent means? All right, now, Matthew 4:7, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In Matthew 9:13, he said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. In Mark 1:15, and this is one of my favorite, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is at hand, repent, and believe the gospel. Notice here that repentance, a change of mind, takes place before you put faith in Jesus. And you'll see it in the scripture like this in several places where they talk about repentance, repentance from dead works and faith toward God. Repentance comes first. But some people want to bypass repentance and just want to go to believing the gospel. I believe Jesus died for my sins. Did you repent of your sin? You don't want to bypass that part. Oh, I know the Lord loved me. Yeah, I know he loved you too. But did you repent? He loved you before you came to Christ. Amen? He loved you before he even sent Jesus. So just saying God loves you, thank God he does. Thank God that he ain't got any hatred in him toward us. We'd be in bad shape. But the Bible says that Jesus loved righteousness and he hated iniquity. Iniquity deals with man's behavior toward God. That's what he hates. He hates sin. He hates sinful behavior. Just like I hate disobedient behavior out of my children. Can't stop me from loving them. Jesus said, repent and believe the gospel. Tell your neighbor. All right. In Luke 13, verse 3, Jesus talking to religious people. He said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. You see how important repentance is? He said, if you don't repent, you're going to perish. Luke 15, 7, Jesus said, there's joy in heaven over one sinner who repents. So sinners must repent. There's joy in heaven over one sinner that repented. I'm going to tell you, they threw a party today. I got saved. I was one of them ones. I was one of them sinners that repented. And boy, I'm going to tell you, the angels were rejoicing in heaven. They say, Greg, then come in. There's a sinner that done repented down there in Baton Rouge, Southern University. Jones Hall, 403 AB. Oh, I'm going to tell you, if you can see the rejoicing, it go over one. One sinner that repents. Repent. Repent. Luke 24:47. After Jesus was raised from the dead, what did he tell his disciples? He says, I want repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. This is what Jesus said. He was giving them instruction. He said, now, repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations. The word remission means release from bondage or imprisonment. It means forgiveness or pardon of sins. Letting them go as if they had never been committed. So when you repent, then God forgives and pardons and lets your sin go and treats them as if they never existed. And because he's able to do that in his mercy and in his justice. You know, mercy and justice have kissed together. Mercy and truth, they've kissed together. Amen? And so God brought redemption, and because of the blood that Jesus shed, when God looks at me, he no longer sees my sinful condition. And therefore, I'm able to have fellowship with him. Just like I never sinned. It's power of repentance. Having your sins remitted. Washed away. Acts 2:38, which I told you about Peter. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Glory to God.
Glory to God in the highest.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Hello, I'm Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I'd like to tell you about my book titled, Jesus Did It For You. I'm excited about this book because it focuses on the cross of Jesus Christ and what he did for us. Everything Jesus did, he did for our benefit. So many have only a limited knowledge of what belongs to them because of the price Jesus paid for our redemption. He became sin so we could be made righteous. He became poor so we could be made rich. He was beaten so we could be healed and walk in health.